already.
Hi guys. Oh, hi guys. Welcome back to our channel.
Podcast.
I'm not responding anymore.
We need a new slogan.
We need a new intro, guys.
Wait, isn't a slogan a sign?
Yeah. No, slogan's like, it's like, snap them smiles back, goldfish.
Wow.
Like that. This is like intro. We are kind of not feeling the vibes on the intro we have right now, so let us know if there's any...
Or even the name. Not really a big fan of the name.
The name will do for now, yeah. I mean, yeah. I like it. Yeah, true. Here's info for names. Our TikToks are where it all starts 1938.
I should have made it 17.
Why is it 17?
You know, like 1738.
Funny. So today on the pod, we're trying to find another name. It's all like chipped, but we're trying to find another name for a podcast. Like, I don't like the name podcast. Like, the word podcast is so ugly.
I call my AirPods pods though, so we can't like.
We can't say pod, but like, what's another thing that we can call podcast? The cast.
The talk.
Ew. We wanted to name this podcast TikTok, like T-I-K.
No, she wanted to
name it. I wanted T-I-K and then T-A-L-K, like TikTok.
Why are
and then
you
talk.
Writing it?
I don't know. I'm just
kind of scratchy
ASMR. But I don't know what to, like, what's another word for podcast?
For podcast?
Cast. The cast.
The cast?
The cast.
We are the cast.
We are the cast and we're doing the cast.
Okay.
Cast?
No.
Fine. What do you... You... Okay, guys. This is the problem in this.
I know what you're going to say.
Okay. I always say stuff to do. When we have nothing to do, I always bring up the ideas, and she shuts them down. Then I'm like, then you come up with a better idea.
Because
you're shutting all of mine down.
Her ideas are like, let's go on a scavenger
hunt. At least I'm coming up
with
ideas.
Let's go make, like, green cupcakes.
Okay, that's not what my...
Or it's like, let's make a dance. And sometimes I'm not in the vibes.
Like, then you come up with a better idea if you're picky.
The only dance I'm always in the vibes for is Jasmine.
Shut up.
What makes you beautiful, we have it memorized. So.
Yeah, the dance.
If you
want to
have a competition,
we're
please
down.
Do.
But literally, come up with a better idea.
I have a better idea.
What? Do
this.
It.
Just dance.
So,
that is my idea.
Umbrella.
We always end up eating or sleeping. Or having a moment of silence.
Oh, yeah, you guys don't know. Did we explain the moment of silence is? Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. Moment of silence is when you don't talk and you just, like, sit there. So, that's pretty cool. but this pod, this cast, I'm calling it a cast. So, get on the
this
wave.
This pod, this cast.
Ride the wave or drown. Oh, that was really funny, honestly. So, this pod, this cast.
This
we were
pod,
talking
this
about.
No, you say this pod and I'll say this cast.
Wow. No, I say this cast.
Okay, fine. But you're on that side, so it kind of feels like you have to start it off.
No. No. Yeah. Stop.
Okay.
Go.
Go where?
Oh my god! Go save the pod!
Oh.
This. Oh my. Go to the bathroom! What do you think I'm talking
Actually,
about?
You were in the bathroom for a good 20 minutes, so don't.
We're not gonna go to the last. A little too personal.
Okay, so. The pod.
The cast. Oh, that was not as cool as I thought it was gonna be.
Yes, it was.
Okay, so. On the podcast.
On the podcast.
On the podcast. We're talking about today what we did on the One Direction 10-year anniversary, like, leading up to it, and
our
just,
thoughts.
Like, our thoughts, and like, what would happen if, like, they came back? Like, what would we do?
If they came back.
Yeah. And then, so, let's get into it. So, on July 22nd, what did we do? I need to go to my...
Did we make the cake on the 22nd or the 23rd?
23rd.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Because remember, we finished on the 24th. Okay, let me go to my Snapchat.
We Maybe went to Panera on the 23rd.
Did we watch? Oh, we watched One Direction.
Oh, yeah.
Guys.
Wow. That and then, Every Time You Look Like That and Heart Attack.
And Missing. It's like...
Missing and then Noelle.
And
just basically
survive.
The whole movie. And every time he punches...
Stop. Wait, no, let me find.
And his little smile after Liam pulls his pants. Was it Liam who pulls his pants?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, like, so...
Yeah. Okay, so basically, on the 22nd, we had a sleepover, and she came over, we watched the One Direction This Is Us movie, and then we... No. On the 22nd,
we made the shirts.
Yeah, okay, so basically she came over, we made One Direction shirts. It was a white shirt. And then we got a picture from their album four from the photo shoot, and we put that on the shirt, and then we just wore those the whole entire day. And then we went downstairs, this was around maybe 11. So it was rumored that Niall and Liam would be on the
some
radio station, yeah. But turns out it was just their music. So we waited like until 3 a.m. for that. But back to 11, we watched all their music videos.
Yeah, oh my God.
We watched all their music videos, and then we watched their
solo history going into the 23rd.
Yeah, yeah. We watched the
She wants me to interrupt, and then every time I interrupt, she's like, I'm getting there.
Okay, I'll stop. And then we watched their solo music videos, and then after that,
We didn't watch all their solo music videos.
We watched Louis.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did. Did we not?
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
Okay, sure.
Did we not?
I don't know. Probably.
I think we did.
Did we? Oh, yeah, we did. We did.
We did. Okay. So.
No, we did. I remember that now.
Yeah, so basically, we watched their solo, and, like, we listened to all their albums, and then, like, when it was
11:59. Yeah.
We watched...
We had to start it at 11:57:57.
Yeah, we watched the history movie. History music video at 11:57:57. You started it then. So that...
57:57.
Right when the clock struck 12 and it became July 23rd, Louis was saying, this is not the end,
Cinderella lost her shoe.
Where did that come from?
You get it, like, right when the clock struck
12. Wow. That's so funny. So... Louis like, this is not the end.
This is not the end.
It's crazy. No, you. And, yeah, okay, yeah. Anyway. So, and wow, I was, like, sobbing while History was playing, but I was also recording. Because History music video, every time we listen to it, or every time we watch it, like, both,
yeah.
I always, like, start crying. Because it's so sad.
I never cry at History, which is weird. I cry at little things in Story of My Life every time.
I cry at little things in Story of My Life, too, but I sob in History music video. Because, like, they knew it was the end. They knew they were never coming back, soon. Because
when I was younger, I used to listen to History for, like, enjoyment.
I know, like, the behind and everything. Like, that was their last song they released so far. Like, they knew, like, then, when they released that, they were never going to come back. Or, like, they weren't going to come back soon, you know?
Yeah.
Which was so sad. Like, they were ending an era, and, like, they're starting their own career. That's so sad. So, I just started, like, sobbing every time we watched that. And then, that was, like, really cute. Then we watched the One Direction This Is Us movie. It's cute. Then we watched One Direction This Is Us movie, and,
Then we listened to Calm.
Oh, no, it was all that night. No.
Well, we didn't do anything after the movie.
No, we waited for...
Oh, the radio.
Liam, for Niall and Liam's thing, but that didn't happen. So what did we end up doing?
I'm pretty disappointed. We just danced on the 23rd, by the way. Just thought I'd let you know. I don't think we did anything.
At night? Okay, so then we came up, upstairs in my room.
I think we watched more... we watched more music videos during the day. I don't know.
I forgot what we did.
Yeah.
And then
something.
So we did something. And then we came upstairs and we talked, you know, and then we listened to Harry Styles' Calm and duoed with Calm. And
he didn't finish. Dew drops.
He says dew drops and he's like
dew drops.
He's like, and the dew drops. It sounds so funny.
It's so satisfying.
But it is really satisfying. But this was like at 4 a.m. Yeah. And we're listening to this and I was like so tired, so I literally got through it. Maybe through 2 minutes of it, and then I woke up, and he was saying dew drops, and I got so scared. We were both sleeping, and I woke up.
Later, it was like this like random song when I woke up.
I woke up when he was talking. I got so scared. I threw the AirPod out of my ear, and I just like went back to sleep. So we never ended up finishing the Harry Styles Calm thing, and I haven't listened to it.
Well,
since.
I've listened to the full thing.
I haven't listened to the full thing since because I'm waiting for like the perfect time to listen to it.
I listened the day that it came out, and then I listened on the 23rd.
Because I refused. I wanted to save it till the 23rd, but then. On the 23rd, we didn't
listen to it.
And then we didn't listen to it on the 23rd. So I was just like, I'm waiting for like the perfect time to listen to it. Like something like big has to happen, then I'll listen to it.
I had a bunch of bug bites and I thought we went on like a little picnic in, like, a bunch of mountains. So I thought I got bit by a tick, so I was pretty stressed out. So that's why I listened to it the night that it came out.
Oh, this is the night that came out. Yeah. And then we woke up, and I woke up around 10 o'clock. She was still sleeping. I woke up to, I got my phone.
You woke up before me?
I woke up before you. Which is so weird, because never happened. Explain your, like, situation.
It's weird. Whenever I'm at my house, I wake up at, like, 3, but then when I'm at other people's houses, I always wake up at, like, 8 or 9. I don't know why, I just can't sleep late at, like, other
people's 3 p.m., house. Not 3 a.m.
Ew, yeah.
And then...
So, yeah, it's weird.
So, I woke up at, like, 10, because I couldn't go to sleep, so I, like, had, like, 5 hours of sleep, because I ended up going to sleep, like, 6, like, 5. And I woke up at 10, I got on my phone, and I wake up to Liam, Niles, I think it was Louis. I don't know if Louis posted yet. No, I think it was Liam and Louis. I think it was Liam and Louis that posted, and their tweets, and I was like, oh my god, like, I literally started crying.
And then Louis said to, like, they capitalized those, like, random...
Yeah, yeah, but they all tagged Zane, even Louis tagged...
Yeah, that was so
nice. That was so sweet, so I was like, oh my god, like, I, like, started sobbing, and I sobbing, like, I was, like, crying. And then Niles' tweet... Yeah, she was still sleeping, and then Niles' tweet came, and I read it, I was, like, started crying, and I read all those tweets again, and I started crying. And
Harry's,
then,
oh my god,
his and then Instagram I woke up, was... I woke her up. And then I was like they posted and everything, like, they posted.
I didn't believe her. Oh my I god, thought she was joking.
She didn't believe me. And then I showed her, and she's like, "Oh my god!" So she.
I was gonna go back to sleep. I was like, "Can you, like, not right now? I'm tired."
And then, she saw it, and then I think it was like maybe 30 minutes later we like brushed and everything. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So like we went downstairs and ate breakfast, and then we came back upstairs, and then Harry posted. Harry posted later. Yeah. Maybe it was because he was in like Italy. Was he still in Italy? Was he in London? I
don't know.
No clue if he was in London. I'm also really craving Krispy Kreme right now.
After this, we can go get one.
Yeah. Or maybe we'll just pause the podcast. I really want Krispy Kreme.
Do
maybe,
you? Like, maybe, well, I don't know if they opened it yet. I don't want to go down there and be like,
the first people that open it. I think I'm going to change because I'm, like, uncomfortable. I don't like wearing jeans because, like, sometimes it gets, like, uncomfortable to wear. Like, I used to love wearing jeans.
All I wear is jeans.
I love to wear. I, like, used to love wearing jeans. I used to go to sleep in jeans. Maybe, like, okay, a year ago. But now they're just, like, not comfortable.
I always wear jeans.
I like leggings. Leggings are my favorite. Mm, might just change into leggings after this.
She always wants me to, like, wear dresses and
she skirts. Doesn't wear... You don't wear dresses!
I hate dresses. I think they... Number one, I think they look weird on me. And I just don't... They're just not my vibe.
Dresses are so cute. Like,
she, like, lives in dresses. She, like... Dresses are so comfortable. At our gatherings, all the guys are in, like... We talked about this. But they're, like, in their, like, normal clothes. And I'm in, like, normal clothes. And then she comes
wearing,
like,
a dress. Literally right now.
No, but you're only wearing jeans and a t-shirt.
Yeah, I know, but I just feel, like, overdressed.
Really?
Kind of.
I don't know.
Maybe it's because we all
dress
her brother
now.
Has worn...
The same shorts for the past week.
Okay, so we hung out a week ago today, and her brother wore this, our school shirt, and then it's a gray gym shirt, and then he wore these shorts, and they're champion shorts. I literally memorized this outfit because I've seen it so much. I've literally seen her, like, 5 times this week.
He changed his shirt today.
Yeah. He's been mismatching, like, he's had at least...
Mismatching? Mitch. Shout out to Mitch.
But he's been, like, wearing either the shorts or the shirt. Like, he hasn't gone a day.
Oh my god, I said Aya.
It's fine.
Ew.
Aya's fine. Okay, anyway, so today...
Okay. Okay.
So he wore these champion shorts, and they're, like, one of the legs is striped.
Did you hear that?
And then today, and every single day, I've seen her for, like, the past 5 days, maybe 2 days I haven't seen her. And for, like, 3 days he wore the shirt, the school shirt, and then 2 of the days he wore the shorts. And then today, I thought he was wearing a different outfit. I was like, oh my god, like, he's wearing a different outfit. And then I saw his shorts, and I was like, dang it. So this is for you if you're listening to this. Get new clothes, please. Like, we know you have new clothes. Like, we know you have more clothes. Just, like, variety, you know?
Variety.
All right, back to the One Direction thing.
Right. So where we end up
calling? Oh, yeah, so we know, breakfast. So we ate breakfast, came back, and then Harry posted. And I don't know, it was Harry's tweet that, like, got to me. And I started sobbing. I think I have a video of me sobbing. And it was, because at the end, he said, here's to 10. So sad. It was so sad. And I was like, oh my god, like, I was so sad. And then, like, it just, like, they, like, their tweets are so sad. Like, it was, like, happy, but it was sad at the same time. Like,
for me, it has to be something, like, live for me to cry. Like, it can't be, like, me reading something, because then I feel like, I don't know, it's just,
like, he said here's to 10, like, it's been 10 years, which is crazy. Yeah. Which is crazy. It's been 10 years. And they're, like, I don't know, like, their lives have changed in 10 years, which is so crazy to me. And, like, it ended, and now they're, like, they're solo, and they're all so successful solo. Mm-hmm. But, like, they're still celebrating what happened and what made them get famous. And
but, okay, so here, a lot of people have mixed emotions on the whole Zayn thing.
I personally think, so, like, I think that he should have at least, like, acknowledged, maybe a little bit, I don't know, like, maybe he has some bad experiences in One Direction that he didn't want to go back to, and maybe just, like, turning over a new branch or a new leaf, turning over a new leaf, and just doesn't want to, like, affiliate with One Direction anymore, but the fans are still there, and I think, like, a lot of his fans are still One Direction, like, Directioners, but I don't know, it's, like, not that deep, but I kind of think that he should have, like, maybe, like, acknowledged it a little bit, I don't know. Because, like, it was, like, I don't know. It's just, like, I feel like he should have... Because that's what made him famous.
But, it is, but, like, his... Literally, he got anorexic.
But, yeah, his mental health and everything, like, comes first. So, it's, like, whatever he wanted to do. But, I, like, his, like, fans are kind of disappointed. But, like, it's, like, fine. Whatever.
It's, like...
It's fine. I think I said it's, like a lot.
Yeah, it's fine.
Like, a lot. Like, I have to stop saying, like, okay, we're gonna stop saying
I remember it. I was in, like, this is completely off topic, but I was in, like, second grade once. And everyone in the circle kept saying, like, and it was getting on my last nerve. I was about to, like, get out and walk. Except I had something mutism, so, you know, couldn't do that.
She had selective mutism when she was little.
Yeah.
And, like, she was mute.
Second grade, I got an iPod, so. I'm pretty sure everyone's gonna know
that. The iPod saves. Maybe there's one patient with selective mutism in Europe.
What?
Maybe there's one patient
in
the U.S. with selective mutism and you're that patient, and no one else has had selective mutism.
And apparently I had anxiety as a kid. That's what my doctor told me.
She was, yeah, she was just silent until when she got her iPod.
I had one friend that I would whisper maybe a word to her, like, every week, because we were only friends because she was also super shy. So, yeah.
That's so funny. It's not funny.
I didn't talk to my first grade teacher until this year when we went to go help her out. So, yeah, that was pretty...
That's so
like, all my teachers would come over to my house and meet with my mom because of my issue.
Mutism?
Yeah.
Dang.
So they all know what my house looks like.
I can just imagine you just, like, creepy. Silent. And, like,
can you?
It's not, like...
But now I
thought... She had an iPod and it just made her, like...
It had a Hello Kitty case. That's pretty cool. So.
Okay, wait, back to the One Direction thing. Half of our listeners like to One Direction. We have to talk about One Direction.
Yeah, we only get clout from One Direction.
Which is fine, because we like talking about One Direction. It's cool. Literally half our personalities.
It's
basically all we have to talk about.
Yeah, because it's the only thing we have in common.
The only thing we have in common.
What else?
Okay, so, wait, what did we leave off? Harry's sweet.
You know,
so sad.
You know, I just got these socks, and I already have blonde hair.
We have to get someone. Her socks are so ugly. No offense.
Me?
No, not you. Your socks.
Oh, I thought you said I'm talking
so ugly. Is it a tree?
It's the Timberland thing.
What's
is it Timberland?
Timberland.
The
yeah.
boots, the big chunky boots that I
yeah,
used to
have. Timberland. Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
weird. Like, you can see my white.
Ew.
Yeah, that's really weird.
Back to One Direction. Say I'm stopping.
Sorry.
Harry's like,
so, I'm kidding.
The pictures they used. And it was so sad.
Wait, what? The pictures they put.
Louis' picture was
Paul's
their
picture
first,
was so
their
sad.
First ever photo together, which is like okay, guys, is it just
oh my
me?
God, yeah.
Is it just me? Or like when you see a picture, like when they're all auditioning for the X Factor, like they didn't know that their lives would be changing forever. Like
also, how crazy was it that Simon? We don't like him, but Simon picked like those five.
It could be
boys.
Any five boys, and like he changed
That's
those five
crazy.
Boys' lives, which is so crazy. It could have been any of the five.
I wonder
boys.
If Simon actually broke his back. Like I actually want to know if that.
Yeah,
happened.
I think he did.
Probably.
I don't know.
Karma.
Do you think one of the boys is like did
okay.
get? Do you think one of the boys in the One Direction, like, not the One Direction, but, like, you know that group of boys that the guy was reading their names and he was, like, Harry Styles, Liam Payne, and then the...
Oh, yeah,
came
yeah.
up. Do you think one of the boys, in, like, that didn't get chosen, like, they're jealous or something? Because they could have been chosen by Simon.
They're not... I don't think they're jealous. They're probably just, like, that could have been me.
That could have been them, which is crazy to think about that.
White Eskimo was probably, like, oh.
White Eskimo. That's so funny. I saw a video of Harry, and he was in White Eskimo, and he was doing the same moves that he does.
Yeah.
I showed you, yeah. And, like, he was doing the same moves that he does,
That he
does now.
On stage.
And, like, he was doing the same thing in White Eskimo when, like, he barely had an audience. Which is, like, he was born to be, like, a dancer.
He was born to be a star.
He was born to be, like, So, like,
also, there was this TikTok of him dancing with Lizzo, and it was the cutest thing ever. Oh, it was so cute. Because they, like...
And how they hit those high notes is just great. Okay, wow. back to the One Direction 10-year anniversary. The photos they used were so cool. Wait, I actually go off topic a little bit more. So basically, isn't it crazy how, like, when that photo was taken, like, they didn't know their lives would be changing forever. They thought just, like... They all thought that after the X Factor, after they got third place.
How did they get third place, though? I don't understand. I don't know.
Rebecca beat them. I
know. Like, that. Who is Rebecca? I'm so sorry, Rebecca, but, like...
Maybe Rebecca's listening to this.
Hey, maybe she is. Where is she in life right now? I'd like to know.
I want to search her up. Maybe we'll search her up later.
Rebecca.
But
it's okay, because they still came out on top.
But, yeah, so, like, that's crazy that, like, they thought that, like, after, like, the X Factor thing, after they lost, that's it. That's all for, like... The road ended. But, like, their lives changed. It's just so crazy. Okay, back to the One Direction 10-year anniversary. We thought this wasn't going to take. We thought that us talking of the... Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, I literally can't talk. Oh, my God. Wait, give me a second.
We thought that us talking about this anniversary was not going to take one whole thing. Ew.
I literally need to, like... I've been stuttering a lot. I stutter a lot, guys. Sorry. Did you hear that? That was my throat.
Because you talk fast.
Yeah, I need to stop talking a lot.
No, you can talk a lot.
I just talk really fast. Like, I've been stuttering a lot recently, which is pretty cool.
Whatevs.
Whatevs, it's fine. Okay, anyway, back to the thingy. We, the photos they used were just so sad. And then after the tweets, what do? We ended up, we just danced.
We did just dance. We just what makes you beautiful and Umbrella.
Yeah, Umbrella's our dance. We know, like...
No,
we
what makes you beautiful is our dance, but Umbrella's our number
two. We know,
two.
All, like, the dance moves of What Makes You Beautiful.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. Search up Just Dance, What Makes You Beautiful dance, and just learn it with us. And then,
Please do.
Just make it a trend on TikTok. And then...
Yeah, make it a trend.
And then...
Guys, no one commented... Oh, wait, we didn't put that out yet.
We didn't put that out yet.
I was kidding, no one commented a watermelon.
Yeah, so in the next podcast, because we recorded the other podcast before this one, but it's going to be released after this, but in the next podcast, we say, please comment the watermelon emoji on our TikTok to see how many people are listening, and we're probably going to get, like, three.
It's okay. Three is a lot.
Which is pretty, yeah.
Four is a lot.
I want to know where everyone's from.
Listen on Anchor, because number one, it has added 1D music at the end, and number two, we can see who's, like, listening. But, I mean,
but
listen Spotify on Spotify.
Much easier.
Yeah, Spotify. I listen to all my podcasts on Spotify, but, like, Anchor is also an option. God. Just letting you know.
Sponsor.
That's not a sponsor.
Anyone want some. Anyone, just, like, let us know if you want some sponsorships. This will sponsor
anything.
You guys.
If you're Just Dance, please sponsor us.
Please sponsor
or
us.
Or Soft and Chewy, please sponsor us.
Granola bars, please sponsor us.
My brother opened the trash can today. He was like, why are there so many granola bar wrappers in there? I was
also,
like, oh.
A Gatorade, please sponsor us. In
please
every
sponsor
episode,
her.
In
and
every
Kirkland.
Episode, I've been drinking from the Gatorade bottle. Okay, I can't do this.
Okay, everyone's sponsoring us.
Okay, back to the...
We're never gonna get through this.
So, One Direction. Oh yeah. So we did the Just Dance, and then we went to Kingstown, and
in our matching shirts.
In our matching One Direction shirts.
We already
shirts.
Told this story though.
I know, but the girl saw us for the second time with the matching One Direction shirts, and we started laughing. My mom got mad at me. She was like, "Why are you laughing?"
She's
so
like,
much?
"You're a grown,
girl. Stop laughing, controlling." I was like, "Mom." I was like, "She got literally got mad at
and
me."
And then what song did they play there? Treat People with Kindness.
I mean, I think they're
calling,
us. I don't think they're calling us. It's fine. Okay, so back to the Panera thing. So, we're in Panera, and they're playing Treat People Kindness, like, literally, like, what are the odds? And, like we're wearing our shirts and everything, so that was pretty cool.
I think so, because it wasn't playing when we walked in. I think someone saw our shirts and was like, we
I
should
got
buy it.
Them. Yeah, so maybe
because that's
that.
Not, like a
can you hand me my Gatorade bottle?
Oh, my God.
Thank you. And then... After, and then, like, on the ride back home from Panera, me and you were saying how crazy it was that 10 years ago today, One Direction formed. Like, their lives changed forever.
Yeah.
And then Liam's Instagram post, when it was, like, he sent his dad, and he was like, I'm in a boy band.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Like, that,
that
exact
was
time.
Like, that was the text.
Like, that text, and, like, after that, like, his life didn't return back to normal, which is so crazy.
Yeah.
to think of it like that, which is so, so, so crazy. And then we came home and we started the cake. So we made a cake. I think we already talked about this, but we're just gonna just like overview real quick. We made a cake and it was 5 layers and it was for each of the members of the band and
their microphones.
So each layer was for each of the members of the band. So for Harry, and to tell to tell who it was, we did the microphone colors. So Harry was green, Louis was blue, stuff like that. And then
Zane was yellow.
Niall, and so because we can't do the flag, we just did orange for him. Yeah. Because green was taken, we didn't want to do white.
Yeah.
And then we decorated the top and we did pink frosting. I don't know, there wasn't any significance to pink. We just did pink frosting. Yeah. And then we cut out a picture of
the Midnight Memories.
Midnight Memories.
They were holding up like a sign that said Midnight
It wasn't Memories. Yeah, it wasn't the album cover, and they're holding up a sign that was like 2013. And so we like got 2 toothpicks and like stuck that onto the top of the cake. It was a 5-layer cake. And then
we wrote 1D on it.
We wrote 1D in white frosting on top of the thing.
Oh my god. And then we did the dumbest thing.
And then
ever.
On the sides of the cake, we're like, this is the empty. So on the sides of the cake, we wrote their names in sprinkles. So
that took a good 2 days.
It took 2 days. Not two. Yeah, like it, one day. It took one. Yeah, one day.
Because we started at night and then we finished the next day.
Yeah, so we're still doing it when the clock turned 12. But before the clock turned 12, we went. And for the day before, when we were watching the History music video and Louis saying, this is not the end, we're recording it, but we didn't have, like, the time up, so it didn't show the time change. So on 23rd, we, like, got a computer and we played History music video at 11:57:57, and it was going to the 24th, and we
got... That made no sense.
What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about on the 23rd when we played the History music videos to 24th.
Oh, to the 24th?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did that make sense?
Not really.
Oh, shoot, did it?
It's fine. Now you explained it.
Okay, I'm so sorry. But, and then we played the History music video on the 23rd, and we, like, had the time up, so it showed when the time changed into the 24th.
Yeah.
So we played that. I cried again. It was so sad. And then we went back to decorating the cake, and we put the names and sprinkles.
Yeah.
And then we got the cupcakes and put each of the album covers on top.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
The cupcakes were also their microphone colors.
Yeah, and then we went to the party, I think, 2 days later.
The next day?
I think it was the next day. And we brought the cake there, and then everyone took pictures around it, and we played One Direction. It was really cute. So that's what we did on the...
Did we sing Happy Birthday to them? I think we did. I think we sang Happy Birthday.
That's we sang Happy Birthday to them.
Yeah.
And then everyone just joined in. And then I think that's all we did on the 10th anniversary.
It felt like a lot. It was a lot.
It felt like a lot more.
Yeah.
Did we not do anything else? Yeah. But then I was kind of disappointed that
it was a fun.
They thought they could release the same music but it was just in better quality.
Drop Infinity.
And the envelope and everything. Oh my god.
The envelope was like, I was so disappointed for the envelope.
Everyone thought the envelope was going to contain the Infinity music video. I thought that. I was for sure they were going to release Infinity music
envelope?
Video.
Envelope.
Same thing. But, I was for sure they're gonna release Infinity music video. I was so sad.
Yeah. Also, and then they did the glitch thingy with the Snapchat filter. So that was also just.
Yeah. And then, the glitch is still on. I think it's still on the Infinity.
Is it?
Recording. I think it only works on the computer though, which is so weird. But everyone is saying that it scans. So if you do the Infinity music video on the glitch, it scans the glitch and it takes it. We're recording our podcast right now.
Oh my god.
And then everyone says it like takes it to like a Snapchat filter.
Yeah.
But can you hear us? He didn't respond.
We'll
take that as a no. Someone told me that they tried it for If I Could Fly and it scanned the song instead of the glitch. And then it just brought you to the filter. So it's like it didn't scan the glitch.
Well,
does that make sense? I don't know.
Yeah, it made sense.
Yeah, so that was disappointing. I thought they were going to release a music video.
But they did a lot for like what they usually do, so.
It was like their management. Okay, guys, we have new members to the podcast.
Oh my god.
You guys want to introduce yourselves? Go ahead. Don't say your names, though.
Lil Y two times.
Is that your YouTube?
That's your crazy
name. My name is Alex.
Okay, Alex. used to...
What? Nice. We can cut that out.
You've been wearing the same outfit for the past week.
The same shorts.
The same outfit. You've either worn the stallion shirt or that
we
those
talked
shorts.
About that, actually.
I only wore this yesterday.
No, you wore it this whole... Well, since I've seen you.
Really?
Like, the same outfit. Yeah, I've noticed. Very funny.
I only wore this yesterday. Okay. What were you guys talking about?
We're
talking about what we did on the 23rd.
Yeah, on the One Direction
thing. Alright, what happened on the 23rd?
It was the One Direction anniversary.
We finished that. What are we talking about now?
What do you think about the number 23?
823!
I think about Jordan.
I just realized it has three in it.
Let's dominate this podcast, Yusuf. Just me and
you. He just said his name.
We have...
It's fine. It's fine.
They already knew.
It's fine. Alex. Anything
else to our...
How do you guys like our other podcasts? 23.
2, 3. 2, 3.
2
times 3. 6. That's LeBron's also. His Miami number. Okay.
Well, this is interesting.
Bro, you gotta go back and forth, bro.
Okay.
Right,
okay, bye, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed. Close the door. We kind of exposed their names, but it's
those
fun.
Were both the older.
I think brothers. I think we hit 31 minutes.
Yeah.
So should we cut it out?
So we
okay.
need a quote.
We didn't talk about what if One Direction came back together.
So that'll be in the next
we'll
one.
We'll be in the next one. And we'll also talk about
time traveling
and if we time traveled back to 2010.
Because we were randomly just talking. We had like this great idea.
It was a great idea.
We were like, we need to put this in the podcast.
Exactly.
So yeah. So
we're
what's our quote?
Post this. What's our quote? Wait, let's pause it. We'll go back to you guys in like 1 minute. Okay, guys, we're back. We just found a funny quote from Zayn. So basically, backstory. Zayn told, if you guys don't know, Zayn told Harry a fake time that he was quitting the band. And then Harry got so upset, but then he just said it. But he was like, that's a joke. But I wonder how, like, Harry felt when Zayn was actually leaving the band. Like, he probably thought it was a joke.
Yeah, didn't they say that he thought it was a joke?
I don't think they said it, but I think everyone just guessed. And maybe they said it.
Oh, I don't know.
But, like, what if he thought it was a joke? And he's like, you're just kidding. Like, but then Zayn's
like, no.
I'm for real. Anyway, here's the quote. Also, in the next podcast, we say a quote, and just backstory of it, we're on TikTok, and we just saw it, and, like, it was funny. So.
We said that.
Yeah, I just wanted to clear it up.
Okay,
so, should I read the quote now?
Yeah.
So the quote is, I once told Harry that I was quitting the band on the 30th of February. He cried for hours. He cried for hours.
That's hours.
Before he realized that there was no 30th of February.
February.
February. February. Same thing. Anyways. I called
out everything you
minutes.
Messed up. It's so
bad. 32 minutes. See you later.
See you later, alligator.
See you later, alligators. Bye.